It's been said that most people die at age 25 and wait to be buried at age 65. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us who believe in God and read the Bible preparing for the financial danger that the bankers and brokers do not want us to know about? How do we resist a life that's less than we are promised and hold on to our dreams so that we can live in fullness every day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the secret. My name is Nate Scott, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast.
Hi, my name is Nate Scott, and after much contemplation and much demand, I've finally made a decision to record Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth. You see, Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth is a principle-centered, biblically-based leadership program focused on personal growth and entrepreneurship. And I wrote it specifically to address the fact that 77 million baby boomers are retiring and facing a cash flow danger, that 66 out of 100 people, age 65, earn less than $30,000 retirement, that 47% of people say if they had a $400 emergency, they'd have to sell something or borrow money to address it, and 68% of people are living paycheck to paycheck. It's about how to think versus what to think. Every chapter begins with scripture, but then I say, so what? How do you take God's word and apply it on a daily basis? I cover leadership as the answer, the cash flow danger, it happened to me, becoming an entrepreneur, choosing the right entity, raising capital, asset protection, protecting your financial privacy, reducing your taxes, retirement planning, residual income retirement planning, estate planning, and life is rich. Now, I have to be honest, I've resisted recording this because the book is so dynamic. It's meant to get you fully engaged. In fact, I use the Socratic method of teaching where I say, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. Let me say that one more time. If I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. My hope is that once you listen to this, it'll inspire you to go out and get a physical copy of the book so that you can actually engage in the dynamic learning process that I know has proven to be effective. But for now, I want you to just sit back or maybe walk or run. Regardless, I want you to consume this information and I hope that it truly blesses you. And then be sure to go to www.MrLifeIsRich.com and get your copy. Again, www.MrLifeIsRich.com. And I look forward to seeing you on the beaches of the world. And remember, you are the asset. Chapter 1, Leadership is the Answer. 1 Peter 5, 2-4. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. And not greedy for money, but eager to serve. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Leadership is the most essential element of business. Leadership provides purpose, direction, and motivation in up and down markets. The leader determines the degree to which time and money are maximized, ensures these elements are effectively balanced, and decides how to use both in successfully accomplishing the mission of financial independence. My military career began as an enlisted soldier, which laid the groundwork for me as a leader. As an enlisted soldier, I was the follower and the doer. After serving 3 years as an enlisted soldier and after Desert Storm, I went on to West Point. When I graduated, I was commissioned as an Army Infantry Officer and Ranger. In this role, I was the leader, teacher, and doer. Fortunately, I had the experience of being the doer first, which gave me immediate credibility as a leader. One of the people I routinely study is Napoleon Hill. He says that the mastery of procrastination is decision. One of the great things about the military is that it provides an opportunity for young men and women to make and be responsible for decisions. According to Napoleon Hill, accurate analysis over 25,000 men and women who had experienced failure disclosed the fact that lack of decision was near the head of the list of 30 of the major causes of failure. This is no mere statement of a theory. It is a fact. Procrastination, the opposite of decision,
is a common enemy which practically every man must conquer. He continues on by saying, analysis of several hundred people who had accumulated fortunes well beyond the $1 million mark disclosed the fact that every one of them had the habit of reaching decisions promptly and of changing these decisions slowly, if and when they were changed. People who fail to accumulate money without exception have the habit of reaching decisions, if at all, very slowly, and of changing these decisions quickly and often. You will have an opportunity to test your capacity to reach quick and definite decisions when you finish reading this book and are ready to begin putting into action the principles that I share. The principles I learned as an enlisted soldier as well as an officer were modeled after Army Field Manual 22-100, Army Leadership. Application of those principles helped me to be successful throughout my military career as well as in the business world. Here's the framework. Number one, be technically and tactically proficient. Can accomplish all tasks to standard that are required to accomplish the mission. In real estate, those tasks include market research and analysis, debt management, property management, financial proposal presentation, and capital formulation. Possess professional character traits, courage, commitment, candor, competence, and integrity. Number two, know. Four major factors of leadership and how they affect each other. Those who are led, the leader, the situation, and communications. Yourself and seek self-improvement. Strengths and weaknesses of your character, knowledge, and skills. Continually develop your strengths and work on overcoming your weaknesses. Your team and look out for their well-being. Train them to think about your objective, take care of their financial needs, and discipline reward them. Number three, do. Seek responsibility and take responsibility for your actions. Leaders must exercise initiative, be resourceful, and take advantage of opportunities that will lead to victory. Accept just criticism and take corrective actions for mistakes. Make sound and timely decisions. Rapidly assess situations and make sound decisions. Gather essential information, announce decisions in time for your team to assist you, and consider short and long-term effects of your decision. Set the example. Be a role model for others. Set high but attainable standards. Be willing to do what you require of your team and share dangers and hardships with your support network. Keep your subordinates informed. Keeping your subordinates informed helps them make decisions and execute plans within your intent. It encourages initiative, improves teamwork, and enhances morale. Develop a sense of responsibility in subordinates. Teach, challenge, and develop subordinates. Delegation indicates you trust your subordinates and will make them want even more responsibility. Ensure the task is understood, supervised, and accomplished. Your team needs to know what you expect from them, what you want done, what the standard is, and when you want it. Build the team. Train and cross-train your team until they are confident in the team's technical, tactical abilities. Develop a team spirit that motivates them to go willingly and to confidently approach each opportunity. Employ your team in accordance with its capabilities. Know the capabilities and limitations of your team. As a leader, you can be responsible to recognize both of these factors and employ your team accordingly. Those are the principles we have in the military. Application of those principles helped me throughout my military career as well as in the business world. Know your allies, mentors, supportive family and friends, and know your enemies, those in opposition to your goals and expectations. My allies continuously provide me with emotional support and encouragement. They provide positive reinforcement and constructive feedback. They are not yes men or women. They act as my sounding board and enable me to objectively question my thought processes. We share a great deal of respect and admiration for each other. My success is their success and vice versa. These allies have been within my family, my military commanders and peers, my West Point classmates and my colleagues. Discipline was a major part of my Army career, but I learned discipline before I joined the service. Fortunately, I grew up in a disciplined household. Also, as an athlete, I had a chance to learn discipline early on through the competitive environment of athletics. Often we think about the military as a primary place to learn discipline, but well before I got into the military, I had another training ground for discipline. The military just gave me another opportunity to develop and strengthen my good habits. What discipline does is teach one of to delay gratification, which has been the cornerstone of my success. It gave me the ability to be forward-looking. Knowing my goal routinely enables me to step back and assess the situation, ensuring I do the things most congruent with allowing me to reach my desired outcome versus getting off track because of something immediate. I learned to be more proactive than reactive, and only through discipline was I able to do that. Courage has also been a contributor to my success. Overcoming life's obstacles and making it to the top in all endeavors requires brave actions at some point, as well as the ability to conquer fears. I think that all self-made millionaires have courage because accumulating wealth often requires taking risks, including financial risks. Economic risk-taking is a requirement for becoming financially independent. The benefits of becoming financially independent are greater than the risks often associated with accumulating wealth. Believing this and taking action is courageous in and of itself. The fear of economic failure is not easy to overcome, and that's why so few people have the courage to take that leap of faith into the possible. My faith in God has been essential to my success throughout my life. I was deployed to fight during Operation Desert Storm at the age of 19. Prior to deploying, I made a video will that I sent to my family stating I did not know if I would return. Safely returning from the experience gave me an incredible appreciation for life and all that my faith in God has meant to me. I am thankful for my life, my family, and my relationships. I vowed to live life to the fullest and attempt to realize my potential, as God would have me to do. I know that I am and have always been blessed. Hard work, planning, decisiveness, positive thinking, mind control, and remaining physically, mentally, and emotionally fit are other variables that make up my personal success equation. When I was in high school, I sat down one day and thought about what I wanted for my life. Actually, I prayed for direction. Early on, I knew I wanted to become financially independent and I wanted to achieve wealth, not only for me, but also for my family. Robert Allen, author of Multiple Streams of Income, stated, "Money by itself is neither good nor bad, it's neutral. Money is an energy tool. Like a hammer, money can be used to build or to destroy. I believe that understanding money, how to ethically make it, keep it, and share it adds a positive dimension to wealth. Our lives, our relationships, and our happiness improve when there is enough money. Money properly earned and combined with enlightened intentions make the world a better place. I didn't grow up in a household that had a lot of money or anyone I could emulate from the standpoint of financial well-being. However, I was surrounded by hard-working people. I can remember Dad saying, 'Money don't grow on trees.' I had a certain phobia up until the age of 27. Today, I call it debt phobia. With that said, I did some very proactive research to identify what things I could potentially help me reach my goal of financial independence. I narrowed it down to business and real estate. With that thought in mind, as I got older, I worked on establishing my credit and increasing my knowledge about investing in general. I then started reading and taking the proactive steps of learning what was necessary to get started in the business of real estate. I received my first real estate book as a birthday gift in 1998. It was titled How to Buy Your Home and Do It Right by Sue Beck. When I was ready, I put a contract on my first home. As Stephen Covey writes in his book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, I began with the end in mind. Unfortunately, many people won't realize how ill-prepared they are for retirement until it's too late. Why do I say that? Because according to an article I read, 66 out of 100 people age 65 earn less than $30,000 in retirement. 13% earn more than $30,000. 5% earn more than $60,000. 1% is wealthy. 15% are dead. On a sheet of paper, write down the questions below and answer them. Number one, what is your age? Number two, what is your desired age to retire, to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, with whom you want to do it, where you want to do it, and for however long you want to do it? Number three, how much monthly cash flow do you need for that to happen? Number four, how many years do you have to get there? Number five, how much do you have invested today? Number six, what is the best rate of return you know how to get? Number seven, based upon that return, how much do you need to have in cash? An older man wanted to plant a certain type of tree. A young gardener told the man that this particular tree would take 40 years to blossom. The older man replied, "Then we'd better start this afternoon." The intent of this book is not to make you a financial expert. You don't need an MBA, CFP, or GED. All I want you to do is review your personal numbers to see whether or not you need to make a decision to climb into the wheelbarrow and allow us to help you to avoid the disastrous scenario that so many people are facing today. I want you to ask yourself three important questions. Number one, what do I want to get out of this program? Number two, where do I want to be 1 year from now in my relationships, family, income, wealth, spiritual life, and so on? Number three, am I willing to make a choice in my life to change the path I'm on right now so that I can position myself for dramatic wealth? Assuming a 5% rate of return, if you need an extra $500 per month, then you'll need an asset of about $120,000. If your number is $1,500 per month, then you'll need an asset of about $360,000. If your number is $3,000 per month, then you'll need an asset of about $720,000. If your number is $5,000 per month, then you'll need an asset of $1.2 million. Now that you know the amount you need to retire, at what age do you want to retire? Let's say 65. How old are you now? Let's say 45. How much do you make a year? Let's say 50,000. Okay, if my math is correct, you have 240 monthly paychecks left in your working career. According to our previous discussion, you need $500,000 before retirement. Today, you have 140,000. We're $360,000 short right now. What is the likelihood that you will have saved $1,500 toward retirement out of each of your last 240 checks? My guess is not likely. As promised, it's decision time. Here's the plan. I recommend that you follow to give you a legitimate shot at meeting your cash flow needs versus having no shot at all. First, make the decision to contact the person who shared this information with you. Next, make a decision to be open and receptive to reviewing this information that he or she shares with you and consider the information in the context of your needs and desires. Lastly, make a decision to do or not to do. There's no try. Before you go, I'd better warn you. The majority of people who fail to accumulate money sufficient for their needs are generally easily influenced by the opinions of others. They permit the newspapers and the gossiping neighbors to do their thinking for them. Opinions are the cheapest commodities on earth. Everyone has a flock of opinions ready to be wished upon anyone who will accept them. If you're easily influenced by opinions, when you reach decisions, you will not succeed in any undertaking, much less in that of transmuting your own desires into money. If you are easily influenced by the opinions of others, you will have no desire of your own. Keep your own counsel when you begin to put into practice the principles I've shared here by reaching your own decisions and following them. You have a brain and mind of your own. Use it and reach your own decisions. If you need facts or information from other people to enable you to reach your decisions, as you probably will in many instances, acquire these facts or secure the information you need quietly without disclosing your purpose. Close friends and relatives, while not meaning to do so, often handicap one through opinions and sometimes through ridicule, which is meant to be humorous. Well, thousands of men and women carry inferiority complexes with them all through life because some well-meaning but ignorant person destroyed their confidence through opinions or ridicule. Remember, life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. Maya Angelou.
Thank you for listening to the Life is Rich podcast. I'm your host, Nate Scott. Remember, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. One way to get involved is to rate, subscribe, and leave feedback on iTunes by answering the question, what did you like best about what you heard? One of the problems faced by Christian entrepreneurs striving for success is having an alliance with like-minded people working together for a common, definite objective. Would you like to join a community of Life is Rich soldiers? If so, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast on iTunes and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846 for the link and this month's free book. Again, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846. Again, my name is Nate Scott. Take care and be blessed.